From the files of Unshackled, Pacific Garden Mission presents Free Indeed.
From the day Alice Turner was born in 1907, she had medical problems. Her family lived in the Cumberland Mountains of Tennessee, and when she was five, the doctor discovered Alice was nearly deaf. Surgery corrected the problem, but because of her other health problems, her schooling was done at home. At 18, they discovered Alice had tuberculosis and sent her to live in a sanitarium in Arizona. When her health improved, she enrolled at the university. Alice's sister joined her there, and they were soon throwing parties and drinking. How different her life would have been if Alice hadn't met Joe. They fell in love and were married. Joe started a business that prospered, and together they traveled the world. Then, when Alice turned 60, she began going blind. Her faithful and loving husband made plans for both of them to attend a school for the blind to learn Braille, but before they could do so, Alice and Joe had a car accident, and while in the hospital, Joe was given the wrong medication and died. Alice was devastated and bitter at the doctor who failed him. She was also overwhelmed at selling the business while coping with blindness. A live-in housekeeper helped somewhat, but Alice was about to commit suicide when I came into her life. I was knocking on doors, telling about the love of Jesus when I came to Alice's home. I shared the good news with Alice and tuned her radio to a Christian station. Over the next few days, the music and teachers helped Alice understand God's love and truth. She prayed for forgiveness and gave her life to Christ. He removed the bitterness about her husband's death, and he gave Alice peace for the first time in her life. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
If you would like to be free from the weight of sin by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, call 1-888-NEED-HIM right now. Free Indeed is a production of Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Email freeindeed@pgm.org.